This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Schwartz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Happy May Day.
Happy May Day. Did you watch the royal wedding?
Yes, I did. I did get up early and watch it. I just think, you know, the pageantry goes back so many hundreds of years, and I just kept thinking it in terms of theater, Shakespearean theater, and wonder how many Shakespeare plays will be produced in the next few years that kind of take some of the elements from the royal wedding, uniforms and that kind of thing. That's how I looked at it. How about you?
Oh, I was sleeping.
Good for you. So I can't tell you how good I'll be on the puzzle today, but I'll put on my thinking tiara and we'll see what comes up. First of all, we have to begin with the challenge that you gave to our listeners last week. What was it?
Yes, I said, think of a familiar phrase in the form blank and blank. And it said if you remove the and put the second word in front of the first word, you'll get a compound word naming a place of power. And this compound word has 9 letters. What phrase is it?
And what is it?
The phrase is room and board. And you do that switch, you get boardroom.
Well, more than 1,100 listeners submitted their answers this week. And our winner is Mike Stahl of Byron, Illinois. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
What do you do in Byron?
Well, I'm retired. I retired last November.
Oh, so how long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
2 seconds, a little less than a minute.
Wow, good for you. How long have you been playing?
Probably about 4 years.
Ah, well, good. And you sound like you're ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Well, Will, meet Mike. Mike, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Mike, today's puzzle is called At the Middle. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase with at in the middle. Specifically, the letter A ends the first word of the phrase, and T starts the second word. For example, if I said, trying out of something while changes are still being made, you would say beta test.
Huh.
All right. Number one, area in the Western Atlantic where ships mysteriously disappear.
Bermuda Triangle.
That's correct. Number two, area explored by Lewis and Clark.
Louisiana Territory.
That's it. Sausage, pepperoni, and mushrooms, for example.
Pizza toppings.
Excellent. In school, it might carry food for a student's lunch.
Cafeteria tray.
Good. Very thinly sliced, crisp piece of bread, named after an Australian opera singer.
Oh.
Melba.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Melba Toast. Good. Atlanta School for Engineers.
Georgia Tech.
That's it. American League team that until recently played at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome.
Minnesota Twins.
That's good. Teenage mutant from comic books, TV, and movies.
Do you recognize that phrase?
Teenage mutant.
Oh, I'll help you out.
Turtles.
Yes, Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
I was going to say one of my kids had a Ninja Turtle birthday party when they were young.
Okay. Yeah.
Good work.
Good. On clocks, it's 4 hours behind New York and Washington.
Four hours
behind.
Pacific is only 3 hours behind. What's 4 hours behind?
I'm going to say. I'm going to say Alaska time.
Alaska time.
Really, that's
correct.
It. Because I know it's 4 hours behind.
Very good. Female singer with the number one country album, Come On Over.
I don't know country music.
I don't.
Well,
yeah, I'm thinking the only name I know is Reba, but it doesn't begin with a T.
Tucker. There's a last name Tucker.
Tanya Tucker.
Yeah, there's a Tanya Tucker. Unfortunately, that's not the one.
I
was going for Shania Twain.
Oh.
Try this. Best actress Oscar winner for My Cousin Vinny.
I have no idea. You're in an area that I'm not familiar with.
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei is it? Well, you're not going to like the next one either, then. Best actress Oscar winner for Howard's End.
No idea on that either.
Leanne?
Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson is right. How about inventor rival of Thomas Edison, who specialized in electromagnetism?
Actually, he has a car named after him now.
That's it. Go ahead.
One of his new. I think it's Nikola Tesla.
That's it. Very good. And here's one that Leanne will definitely know, but let's try it out on Mike. It's legal affairs correspondent for NPR.
Don't know.
You don't know.
Go ahead, Leanne.
Nina Totenberg.
Nina Totenberg is it. And here's your last one. Toll road that runs from east of Philadelphia to west of Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pennsylvania Turnpike.
You got
Pennsylvania
it, Mike.
Turnpike.
Pennsylvania
Good job.
Turnpike. Nice work. And for playing our puzzle today, Mike, you're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. The book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press. One of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles. Before we let you go, Mike, tell us what member station you listen to.
It's WNIJ out of DeKalb, Illinois.
All right. Mike Stahl in Byron, Illinois. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us this week.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Will, a challenge for everyone.
Yes, it comes from listener Dave Taub of Eugene, Oregon. Take the name of a well-known U.S. university. One of the letters in it is a chemical symbol. Change this to a two-letter chemical symbol to name another well-known U.S. university. What universities are these? So again, a well-known university, one of the letters is a chemical symbol. Change this to a two-letter chemical symbol, and you'll name another well-known university. What universities are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.